What, in your opinion, is the best method to determine an individual's need for specific supplements, for example, vitamins, herbs, minerals, etc.?
The first thing we look at is, what are you eating? Are you eating organic foods? Are you eating things in a can? Are you eating things in a box? Is your food the problem? And then the other thing I look at, are you exercising? If you're not exercising, that may be the problem. So getting back to this, to the question, the needs for the individual specific supplements, how do we determine that? The first thing we look at is what your diet. Second thing, exercise. The third thing, of course, what medications are you taking? If you're taking birth control pills, it's sucking out vitamin B6. If you're taking aspirin, it's sucking about 5 or 6 different things out of your system, such as vitamin C. So in that particular case, you might need more vitamin C. But if you're really concerned about what to take and how much to take, there are tests that you can take to find out what your levels are. And there, again, you can talk to your compounding pharmacist or a healthcare provider who practices alternative medicine.
So are these tests blood draws or saliva test, or does it depend on what you're looking for?
They're a combination. You could be looking at, most likely you can get all these in blood tests, but sometimes you might look at urine tests. If you're looking at like heavy metal toxicities, there might be a possible trace mineral toxicity with Parkinson's, and that would be manganese. So you can check all those things either with blood or urine or hair analysis. A hair analysis is a good way to check for toxic metals. And who knows, we are exposed to toxic metals and toxic chemicals more and more each day in our culture. So it might be a good idea to have that checked out, because, golly sakes, what if the concern is not what you think it is and it's something totally different that you've missed, but it shows up in a hair analysis? Maybe it's mercury. Maybe that's the problem. So it's a good idea to check those things out.